Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
There are some great players in NFL history that wear jersey number 68, but we're going to talk about many of them today, the substantial ones, and pick out a top 10 greatest number 68s in NFL history, and it's all coming up in just one moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen. We have a bonus edition, Football by Numbers, the greatest players in NFL history that wore jersey number 68, and we are just glad to be your portal to positive football history at pigskindispatch.com, and glad that we can present these things to you with the Football by Numbers series as one of our great series going on. We also have our pre-World War II early pro football teams series going on. We have some great teams and great guests to talk about there as well. But Jersey 68s is a solo mission today for yours truly, and we're going to bring you some of these great 68s in just a moment. But before we do, we'd like to get some feedback from you, our listeners. We know you're out there. We appreciate your listenership and all the downloads going on the podcast, the hits on the website. But we want to get some of your feedback. What do you like? What do you dislike? What do you want to see more of? Email me at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. I will answer you personally on the email. So if you want to have a communication with yours truly and talk about the Football by Numbers, our early pro football, you know, pre-World War II teams, or anything we have on pigskindispatch.com, please email pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Now let's go to your jersey number 68s and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Great place to start. They tell us that there are four players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, that wore jersey 68. And those folks are Will Shields, Kevin Mawai, Joe DeLamular, and Russ Grimm. Truly some great Hall of Fame players that played in the NFL. And we'll start off with Will Shields, because, you know, this man played 14 seasons and went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the class of 2015, played for Nebraska, and came out as a 6'3", 320-pound player that was a third-round draft pick of the Kansas City Chiefs in the 1993 NFL draft. And what a tremendous player, you know, he was at the guard position. 12 Pro Bowls, two times as an All-Pro, all 2000s team, and a 2003 Walter Payton Man of the Year. So great on and off the field. In 224 games played, he started 223. So that one that he missed was in his rookie year. So it's probably his first game. The coaches didn't want him to get too big of a head. So, well, we'll wait a game until he can go in. You go in game two as a starter. So, you know, just a great player. And, you know, I wish we had more statistics to tell you for offensive linemen. Like I said, they don't get enough love, but they do get love here. And Will Shields is going to go on to our number one on our top 10 number 68's greatest players in NFL history. Next up is a man that wore the number 68 for 12 seasons in the NFL from 1998 to 2009, and that is Kevin Mawai, our another Hall of Famer. And he was a center, played for LSU, 6'4", 289 pounds, was selected by the Seahawks in the second round, 36th player overall in the 1994 draft. And he was an all-rookie team as a guard. And he moved to center in 1996, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame website. And Kevin was an 8-time Pro Bowler, 3 times as an All-Pro, and all 2000s team also. So, you know, same line as Shields that we just talked about a second ago. And he had almost as good of stats. In 241 games played, he started 238, so just missed three of them. And all three of those were in his rookie year. So another player that didn't play much right off the bat as a rookie, but soon became a starter on that offensive line and never left. And he played from 1994 all the way to 2009. Must add, he played only four seasons with the Seahawks and then played with the New York Jets for 8 years and then four final years with the Tennessee Titans. But another tremendous offensive lineman that is going on to our list. Next up, Joe DeLamular, 1973 to 1985. He wore that for number 68 jersey for 13 seasons, and he was just a tremendous player. Came in with the Buffalo Bills, played with them for 8 seasons in 73, and then was a Cleveland Brown for his final 5 seasons in the league. And what a tremendous player he was. Those Buffalo Bill offensive lines that had DeLamular on it, they were called the Electric Company because they just turned the juice loose. You know, the juice, of course, was O.J. Simpson. And, you know, he was a Hall of Fame running back, but he could not have done what he did without a great offensive line. And Joe DeLamular was one of those players that were on that line that helped him out. And Joe hailed from Michigan State. And, you know, he came out in the 73 draft and just lit up the Buffalo Bills line with a tremendous play. 185 games he played in the NFL, 175 that he started, and all 1970s team, 6 Pro Bowls, 3 times as an All-Pro, a member of the Electric Company, Joe DeLamular, going on to our top 10 greatest number 68s in NFL history. Well, as long as we're talking about number 68s who are in the Hall of Fame and played the offensive line and were very good and played double-digit years wearing the number 68, well, we got to talk about the Washington Redskins' great guard, Russ Grimm. One of the hogs of those Washington Redskins' great teams, the offensive line was called the Hogs because they just hogged up all the defenders and blew out big holes for the running backs and did some great pass protecting. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know, says that he was enshrined in the class of 2010, selected in the third round of the 1981 NFL draft, an immediate starter on the Redskins offensive line that earned that nickname the Hogs. And he just had size, strength, and they just had a dominating rushing attack as he made 4 straight Pro Bowls. And, you know, Russ Grimm is just those four Pro Bowls, 3 times as an All-Pro, 3 times as a Super Bowl champion with the Skins, and a Hall of Fame of an all 1980s team. 140 games played, 114 starts, and just a great player. Went into coaching, bounced around the league a little bit. I know he was a offensive line coach and assistant coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Bill Cowher era, and he just did some tremendous work there too. I believe he still might be coaching, and I don't remember exactly where, but you know, another great player that wore 68. And another Hall of Famer that it goes onto our list. And that takes all 4 of our Hall of Famers onto our list. Now, we're going to talk to some guys that are not talk to about some guys that are not yet in the Hall of Fame. And one of them has to be L.C. Greenwood. Now, why this man is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you tell me why after we talk about him. Now, unfortunately, we lost LC about 8 years ago in September of 2013. We were sad to hear that he never got to see himself go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but I'm confident that he will, and he's one of the 4 guys that I say deserve to be in there. I'm on the soapbox here again. I mean, LC Greenwood, Ken Riley, Bubba Baker, those men all ought to be into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And we're going to talk about another one with our jersey number 70, so I won't spoil who that 4th person is, but you can listen to jersey number 70s with our guest Joe Ziemba coming up in just a few short days, and you'll see who my 4th player that I say should be in the Hall of Fame that is not. But anyway, he Elsie Greenwood played for Arkansas A&M and was one of those great finds. I believe Bill Nunn, who just went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2021, has found him as a player personnel of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Elsie was just one of those great dominant players on that steel curtain of the 1970s Pittsburgh Steelers. And let's listen to some of these numbers. You know, he's a six-time Pro Bowler, two times All-Pro, four Super Bowl rings, all 1970s Hall of Fame team. I don't know how you can be all 70s or an all-decade team and not be in the Hall of Fame. I think it's quite an oversight. Now, we have that new statistic of players' stats before 1982. It's only official stats since 1982 in the NFL, but the Pro Football Reference, with the help of John Turney in the Pro Football Journal, have put those sack stats in there for these older players between from the 60s and 70s, and they have Elsie Greenwood 110 sacks. Remember, he played in the same line as Mean Joe Green, Dwight White, Ernie Holmes, and Elsie Greenwood, that foursome, fearsome foursome up on that steel curtain line that opened up great holes for those great linebackers, Lambert, Ham, Andy Russell, to just make some great plays and shut down. Then you end the back end, you know, with Donnie Shell and Mel Blount and company in the back end, just playing some tremendous football. No wonder they were such a great defense. But, you know, Elsie Greenwood, man, 110 sacks with that offensive or that defensive line that he played on, just struck fear in all of the quarterbacks in the NFL of that era. And he is going on as our fifth player onto our top 10 number 68s in NFL history. Next up, let's talk about Reuben Carter. He was a nose tackle, defensive tackle that came out in 1975 in the NFL draft with the Denver Broncos, played there his entire career all the way through the 1986 season, and just plugged that middle up for those great Broncos defenses. Not a lot of honors was given his way. Probably got slighted a little bit. No All Pros, no Pro Bowls, but a tremendous player all the well, Reuben Carter was. And Jim Osborne is another player that we want to make sure we take note of, because he had some great significance in the NFL. Wore jersey number 68 as a defensive tackle for the Chicago Bears from 1972 through the 1984 season. Just missed out on that great 1985 Bears club, just retired a year too early, but he had some health issues, injury problems at the end in that 1984 season, so just missed it. But you know, ended up having 81 sacks in his career, so he did not have any Pro Bowls or All-Pro seasons, which is kind of surprising, but a very significant player, to say the least. Herbert Scott is another great number 68 in NFL history, and he played with the Dallas Cowboys from 1975 through the 1984 season as a left tackle and a guard. And 68 his whole career, won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys, three-time Pro Bowler, twice as an All-Pro, and just a very fine, solid player for those Cowboys teams. And you know, we're going to put him up for consideration here with those All-Pro marks that he has on there. And Chris Dielman is another one we want to talk about with jersey number 68. He was a guard that played with the San Diego Chargers his whole career, 2003 through 2011, and made the Pro Bowl four times. And that's nothing to sneeze at. That's pretty good in that era to be a guard with the Chargers. And, you know, walked for some pretty good players then, too. And, you know, I think a guy by the name of Tomlinson might have been on that team running the ball. So, you know, Chris Dielman is another one we want to take a good hard look at the end here, see if we can squeeze him into that top 10 greatest number 68s ever. Greg Cook is another one. Played with the Green Bay Packers from 1977 all the way to 1985, then a year with Miami, and a final year with a couple different teams, Miami and Minnesota. 9 years as a Packer, though. And he was a tackle guard, offensive lineman, 6'4", 270, and wore 68 his entire career, but did not have the honor or the recognition of being a Pro Bowl player or an All-Pro. That may hurt him a little bit when we go to our deciding at the end. But maybe we can look at John Ayers and how did he do as a Jersey 68? You know, very significant player, two-time Super Bowl champion with the San Francisco 49ers from 1977 all the way to 1986 with the Niners, and one final year with the Denver Broncos in 87. 10 years with the Niners altogether. Like I said, Super Bowl champion twice in his career, and 68 is the number he wore for 10 of his 11 years in the NFL. The 49ers. So he may be another one that might have an outside chance. We'll keep an eye on that name as we move on to Mike Wally. Mike Wally was just another superior athlete at wearing that number 68. Made the Pro Bowl once, played with the Green Bay Packers from 1998 to 2004, and then was a Carolina Panther for three seasons, and in one final year in 2008 with the Seattle Seahawks. And another, you know, solid guard tackle, great offensive lineman, 6'6", 304 pounds, and the one Pro Bowl makes him a candidate to possibly to be looked at near the end here when we get to our deliberations. But how about Robert Jackson, another player that wore 68 for a while, another offensive lineman, and he played with the Cleveland Browns from 1975 all the way to 1985, 68 the whole way through on his back. 160 games, 127 starts, but did not have any Pro Bowls or All-Pro seasons. So might have to rethink him just a little bit. And R.C. Thielman, another well-known name that played a lot of ball games, three times as a Pro Bowler, one time as an All-Pro, Atlanta Falcons from 1977 to 1984. And in 4 years, he was one of the hogs on Washington's squad from 85 to 88. So 4 years of Washington and 8 years with Atlanta. Number 68 was his whole career at Atlanta. So 8 years is number 68. And 157 games, 148 of those were started. Three Pro Bowls, one All-Pro, one Super Bowl championship. And a guy that we might want to keep an eye on here as an outside shot to get one of those spots. How about Gail Gillingham? Another great number 68 from history of the NFL. He is a guard, and they played defensive tackle for a while too. And he's got some good numbers. 1966, he came in with the Green Bay Packers, stayed there all the way through the 1976 season. Missed 1975, where he retired for a year, and then came back and played 76 with Green Bay as a guard. And you know, he's mostly an offensive lineman, but he had five Pro Bowls, two All Pros, two Super Bowl championships, and two NFL championships to boot. So the NFL championships, Green Bay in 66-67. Then the Super Bowls came around in 68 and 69. Won those two. So four championships in a row, NFL championships and two Super Bowls. 128 games played, 115 games started. Gail Gillingham, definitely a big contender to make it onto our top 10 greatest number 68s in NFL history. Let's talk about Zane Beatles next. He wore 68 for quite a bit in his career. 2010 came in with the Denver Broncos, stayed there for four seasons with Jacksonville for 2 years, San Francisco for 2 years, and lately he was in Atlanta in a 2018 season. But he has one Pro Bowl under his belt and played offensive tackle. Not sure if that's going to get him through, but maybe it will. But how about Doug Free, another great number 68 in football history? And Doug was at offensive tackle also 2007 through 2016 as a Dallas Cowboy, and did not have any Pro Bowls or All-Pro seasons, but 124 games and started 114 of those. So those are the people we, I think, that are most substantial. We already have five on our list. And let's see, I think number six, we're going to take and put in Herbert Scott. I think he deserves to be on our list. And I think Chris Dielman should be number seven on our list. And I'm going to take Gail Gillingham and put him at number eight. Then I'm going to say Mike Wally will be number nine on our list, and John Ayers as our 10th. So let's in review. So we have Will Shields, Kevin Mawai, Joe DeLamular, Russ Grimm. Those are our four Hall of Famers. L.C. Greenwood is on our list. Herbert Scott, Chris Dielman, Gail Gillingham, Mike Wally, and John Ayers. Those are your top 10 greatest number 68s. PigskinDispatch.com has elected those as your greatest number 68s in NFL history so far, 101 years of NFL history, and we appreciate it. If you disagree or think we missed somebody, email us at PigskinDispatch@gmail.com. We will try to correct it on our future episode, and give us some feedback on what you think about these number 68s. Who's your favorite on that list? Is there somebody maybe we missed, somebody we should add? Just let us know all about that. And follow us. We have jersey number 69s coming up in just a day or two, so make sure you follow that. And then number 70s, Joe Ziemba, the great historian, will help us with those. And that's always a fun when Joe's on there. He has some excellent stories of these great NFL players. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.